This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, June 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. Summer festivals are in full swing across the Western Slope. KBNF's Jake Ryan brings us this report from Crawford.
Last weekend was Pioneer Days in Crawford. It was a four-day celebration in the center of the small town that included a full itinerary. One of the big events was the outhouse race.
Karen's kids did a lot better this year. Last year, they lost a wheel.
Teams build wooden outhouses, complete with toilet paper and that crescent moon carved out. They attach wheels to them. Someone sits on the throne, and the rest of the team pushes the outhouse, racing down the main drag in town. First place was $200.
And first place this year, and I think maybe it might be the first time, is Sharon's Kids with a time of 7.97. Great job, guys!
Of course, what town celebration would be complete without food stands? Specifically, burgers. The Crawford Volunteer Fire Department runs a hot dog and burger stand every year to raise money for the event's firework display. Eric McCarter is the Crawford Fire Chief.
Do you guys do any other events throughout the year?
No, this is our only event. It's just so time consuming for the volunteers in doing this. The amount of hours they put into this, it's a lot for them to do on top of their regular training and everything. So like a lot of the departments, we usually do one big event a year, and it's about all the guys really have time to do.
Another running tradition at Pioneer Days are melodramas. This year's theme was the Old West, so the melodrama troupe put on a western, full of boos, hisses, and cheers.
Harry, you all right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Oh, I'm lovely.
Rick Steckel has been performing melodramas for 34 years.
I might have been grazed by a slug. Ooh!
Melodrama is, of course, it's instead of just being dramatic, it's melodramatic. Everything is completely overacted. It's like a soap opera from the 1800s. In fact, that's actually where the soap operas got their beginning, is in the melodrama.
And why do you do melodrama?
Because it's a hideous amount of fun. It really is. I mean, it's a lot of work because we have to practice and get everybody together, and everybody's busy, especially this time of year, it seems. And it's a part, being a part of the community now for so long, that it's really a tradition at this point. Like I say, despite the amount of work, it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun to do it.
Rick says that one of the biggest things that set melodramas apart is that the audience isn't passively watching. They're another presence, another actor. It's the involvement of the community that makes it special. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Mosquitoes testing positive for the West Nile virus have been found in 5 counties in Colorado. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
The Colorado Department of Health says mosquitoes testing positive for the virus have been found in Delta, Mesa, Adams, Boulder, and Weld counties. Veronica Dane Harvey is with the Mesa County Health Department.
It's really not unusual for this time of year. Unfortunately, it's something we've started to see every year here, and they're kind of right on schedule.
Harvey says it's important for people to protect themselves from mosquito bites so they don't contract the virus.
Those tips are to, of course, wear insect repellent, either with DEET or there are some other natural alternatives, picaridin or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Secondly, dress in long sleeves and pants when you are in areas where mosquitoes are active. Third, if you have any standing water on your property, you'll want to drain that because mosquitoes do like to breed in pools of standing water. And then finally, stay indoors at dusk and dawn if you can, because that's the time of day when mosquitoes are most active.
Harvey says last year, Mesa County had 11 human cases of the virus and one death related to it. The state's health department says there have been no human cases of West Nile reported so far this year. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Organizers of ballot initiatives to adopt stricter rules for oil and gas drilling are starting to gather signatures in hope of getting on the proposal on the November election ballot. The deadline is August 4th. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
There are potentially 11 oil and gas initiatives headed towards the ballot box. Language for two were recently approved, dealing with setback distances and allowing communities to ban drilling. Each would need roughly 86,000 signatures to make the ballot.
We have approximately 6 weeks.
Rick Ritter is a spokesman for Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy, a group funded by Democratic Congressman Jared Polis that's backing many of the proposals. They've started collecting signatures for three of the measures, but
we are still hoping that a special session can occur and that we will be able to resolve this legislatively.
Ritter is referring to Governor John Hickenlooper's effort to try and craft a compromise bill to appeal to all sides. No deal has been reached yet, but Hickenlooper's office says the talks are continuing. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Grand Junction VA Medical Center has come under fire from Senator Mark Udall. In a letter to the Inspector General, Udall highlights the complaints about mismanagement and patient care at the center. Mike Ciccone is the communications director for Senator Udall.
So Senator Mark Udall serves on the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General yesterday, asking it to investigate numerous allegations of mismanagement, whistleblower reprisals, and hostile work conditions at the Grand Junction VA Medical Center. Our office heard about this following outreach from multiple individuals, current and former VA employees, concerning these serious allegations. The Grand Junction VA Medical Center is of critical import to veterans across the Western Slope, not only those in Mesa County, but those from Delta County, Gunnison County, et cetera. So it's critically important, Senator Udall believes, that veterans living on the Colorado's Western Slope receive the highest possible care, the highest possible quality care available.
Paul Sweeney is a public relations officer for the Grand Junction VA Medical Center. Sweeney does say that the center has multiple systems already in place to report issues with patient care. The center has already been flagged last week for a second visit by the VA inspectors. Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.